Here's a model very similar to the previous model, the Levitt's model, but elaborated in looking at a school. And so here you see a number of the components in a school. And the school lives, of course, within the community. So the school system, or subsystem, if you will, living within the community here, is comprised of a number of key pieces. The principal, the teachers and the students, these are the people in the school, and other staff, of course. We have curriculum, textbooks, and materials. We have technologies. We have physical infrastructure and facilities. And we have the pedagogy, how teachers and other staff use time, space, and materials. These are the key components of a school. You'll be talking more in the workshop, later sessions in the workshop, about some of these key components. But for us, looking at it holistically, these are the key components. If we, and what this diagram says is, if we take action, if we plan to take action on any of these, there are some dynamic interrelationships that we need to pay attention to. That it's introducing, as I said, the computer to the school, or computers in the classroom, is not an innocuous act. It's going to have tremendous implications for many other things that go on in the school, for the other people in the school, and for how teachers use time, space, and material. So this diagram is an attempt to remind us to constantly be vigilant, looking for the interactions and asking, great, but what does this mean for the teachers? What does this mean for curriculum? What does this mean for the physical space and how I arrange it? So this is an initial systems model of a school. In the Peter Senge article, you'll see a very well-developed elaboration of the relationship of the school with the communities and the parents that they serve. So you might want to take a look at that particular model as well.